We'd like to get an idea of the number of rivers around the country that this problem is occurring in. So we would ask anglers to report to an email address called salmonhealth@fisheriesireland.ie. They could send in incidents of the fish or take a photograph and send it in. We're not asking fish anglers to kill the fish at this stage, because there's some evidence that as water temperatures rise and fish have only minor symptoms, that they'll clear up as the summer progresses. So we're getting fish disease tested at the moment. So for the moment, we're just trying to establish the number of rivers around the country that have the fish with these symptoms, and maybe what percentage of the run has the symptoms.
I gather there isn't certainty at the moment about what might be the cause of this.
There's not, no. There is some speculation that it's a change in salmon diet which has led to a vitamin deficiency, which is leading to this bleeding and hemorrhaging. But that's early speculation, and we're hoping to get fish disease tested in the next day or so that we can be more definitive of what the cause of the problem is.
It's interesting as well that it's not just in Ireland that this is showing up. There are fish with the condition been found, and correct me if I'm wrong, in other countries, Norway maybe?
Yeah, Norway, Sweden and Scotland. Yeah, particularly bad in some rivers in Norway. What happens is the fish are fine coming in from the sea. Well, they have the symptoms of bleeding and ulceration, but once they're in fresh water for a while, they tend to get a secondary infection of a fungus infection, which may lead to death. And there's fish dying in Norwegian rivers. Now, we haven't seen the problem that bad yet, but certainly it's not just confined to Ireland. It's in Norway, Sweden and Scotland as well.